three pear-shaped pieces. Radiolocation and the Dreamers of Love. There are no definitive versions of the boats which wait to take us to the Island of Love. After the wars, we developed ways of finding their origins on the Earth's surface, but the threat of aerial bombardment became serious. The public, decently girdled, demanded death rays. The art of abbreviation. In spite of military disasters and a crippling blockade, we promised to pour paint into the waters to announce the contests of duty and love. The red-tinged bubbles burst and we were arrested on political grounds. Life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. We would make our beds a litter upon the belly and navel of this credo. The perfect warriors. Whilst building the dome of sense and soda water, they are made uneasy by a certain conjunction of planets. Though small in stature, we escape by twisting a rope of blankets to discard our cares among the lilies. Poets of love and poverty. Shoulders humped, we lament our silly age. Sometimes we feel ourselves hardly more than poets and not who we really are. To have robbed the police was the height of our address. Do you honestly believe that all that time we only talked philosophy? They were silly to look so far. Melodramatic rhetoricians of the senses. Our designs are geometrical. The armies parade the streets like gadflies. We will open the windows and be kissed. From horse plough to atomic pile. Neither threats nor bribes will induce us. Ours is a spaniel's fidelity which will wipe the smiles from their faces. History always keeps a card up her sleeve. Drunk, we fell from the boats and drowned.